Dear student, good afternoon. Today we are going to discuss the topic research methodology for MBA fourth semester students. The topic is chi-square test. As we know that there are two type of test. One is a parametric test, another one is a chi-square test. These tests were applied under certain assumptions about the population, like normal distribution. These tests can be categorized as parametric test. Chi-square distribution is used to obtain confidence interval estimate of unknown population variance. We have already discussed chi-square distribution and interval estimation in chapter 9. We have also discussed a test of significance for variance using chi-square distribution in the previous chapter. In this chapter, we use chi-square distribution in some other tests which are not based on any parameter like mean, variance or proportion. Here the test of statistics do not utilize any estimates like sample mean, sample variance or sample proportion. Therefore, the test to be discussed in this chapter can be categorized as non-parametric test. These tests are: number 1, test of difference of more than two proportion; number 2, test of independent of attributes; and number 3, the test of goodness of fit. Now the question is that the first test of difference of more than two proportion, when we wish to test the difference of more than two proportion, the previous method can be used. We will present an example to understand the idea how we can calculate the value of more than two proportion. Suppose assembly elections are announced in three major states. A major political party wishes to test if the proportion of its supporters in the three states are the same or not. The party conducts a sample survey of 100 people in each state and finds that there are 300, 350 and 425 supporters in the sample in the surveyed states. Using these data test, if the three proportions are the same or not, now we prepared a hypothesis that how we can find out the variance or the difference between or among these three states. Here we wish to test H0 mu1 equal to mu2 equal to mu3. H1 colon mu1 not equal to mu2 not equal to mu3. Note that we only test if all the proportion are the same or not. In case we conclude that all the proportions are not the same, we can not find which one is different. Now we can prepare a table to find out this question's solution. We first make the 2 into 3, 2 row and 3 columns contingency table or cross tabulation of the given data. Column number 1, supporter. Column number 2, state 1. Column number 3, state 2. And column number 4, state 3. And row number 1, yes. State number 1, 300. State number 2, 350. State number 3, 425. Row number 2, no. 700. 650. 575. Now the question is that you have to calculate the chi-square test of a given data. The formula of chi-square test is x square summation bracket oij minus eij bracket close ka whole square upon eij, where oij is equal to observed frequency of the cell in ith row and jth column. Eij is equal to expected frequency of the cell in ith row and jth column. Whenever we want to calculate Eij, that means corresponding row total into corresponding column total divided by ground total. So whenever we find the solution of this question, we go through some, draw a hypothesis. And hypothesis number 1, S0 mu 1 equal to mu 2 equal to mu 3. And alternative hypothesis H1 mu 1 not equal to mu 2 not equal to mu 3. So now we can calculate the value of state 1, means the value of Eij. And Eij can be calculated through the corresponding row total into corresponding column total divided by ground total. So now the question is that the Eij value calculated and found 358.33, state 2 358.33, and state 3 358.33. Now the row number 2, the value of Eij, state 1, 641.67, state 2, 641.67, and state 3, 641.67. So now when we found the value of all these three states, we can put the value in chi-square formula. The formulas already explained: x square is equal to summation oij minus eij ka whole square upon eij. The calculated value of state 1 and column number 1 is 9.495127 plus state number 2, 0.193645 plus state number 3, 12.40. 12.40446 plus 5.302397 plus 0.108138 plus 6.927064. That is total value 34.43082717. Test of statistics follows chi-square distribution with degree of freedom 2 minus 1 and 3 minus 1, that is the degree of freedom equal to 2. Therefore, critical value at 5% level of significance is 5.991, which we can see from the table of the book given in the last, and we can compare this value, the calculated value, and found that there is any difference. Since computed value of the test statistics is larger than the critical value, we reject the null hypothesis at 5% level of significance and conclude that all proportion of supporters of the political party in three states are not the same. So I think the question which is given here, we can calculate the value on the basis of this formula and find that this is the solution of this question. So dear student, you know that how we can apply the formula of chi-square test whenever we have more than two proportion and find out the value of that three proportion. And this is the first parameters of a chi-square categories of test. So now, tomorrow, we will discuss another part of this test. Thank you very much.